So the strongest act of bravery these eyes have ever seen was branded by you. The ripple child of a whipcrack tidal wave. Been crippled by a severed vertebrae, but crutched by your overbearing will to live. The doctors labeled you vegetable. You labeled the doctors mistaken. Your artillery consisted of pawn-shaped courage, checkmate confidence, and the ability to smile in the stalemate face of uncertainty. Staring up through the concrete jail bars of the hospital room ceiling, you hand-pluck a star in the shape of a dream. Flip it on its smooth stomach, and with a Sharpie write, June 1st, I'm walking out of this hospital. And when you thumbtack the star back up into the sky, every eardrum on the planet can hear the supernova hours before the satellite has a chance to explode and shatter into reality all the uncertainties of life. Hollow canyons in our mouths speak to the estuaries in our palms and the rolling thunder in our chests and proclaim that we are all whipped up from the same sandstorm. The stardust that formed together to create you and to create trees and to create breath was cast out by the cosmos with the intent to survive. The roots of your ancestry reach far past Uncle Adam and Auntie Eve. They weave themselves in through Father Time and Mother Nature, Grandpa Mountain and Grandma Ocean, Pepe Saturn and Meme Moon. All have a history of being. All have a mindset of doing. There is purpose ink blotched into our DNA. We all have a reason. Because when staring down the shotgun artery of fear, we either buckle with the backs of the willow, or we brass with the knuckles of the sycamore tree. You seeker of destiny, there is courage flowing through this bloodstream that we call life, and when June 1st busts open the hospital doors for you, you step out into the parking lot strong as earth, twirling a set of brass knuckles on your finger, like your very own homemade keys to freedom.